From Nakamixon Media and Siren Records, this is Chloe and the Rex, where we explore all the music you don't know about, but should.
Hey, I'm gonna try and make this short. I'm really tired. I say that every week. But there was a show tonight at work, and I was there till 11, and I know that doesn't seem very late, but, when you don't sleep, everything is late. alright, so a few weeks ago, or 2 weeks ago, something, we got in the new Birdie Num Num and the Spirit Squad CD called Phony Beatlemania. The main guy in the band is Joe UJ. And I've known him since 2010, I think, is what I figured out. When his other band, Super Goose, played at the store. And Blair's known him for a long time. He introduced me and... He's a cool guy. He writes really good songs. He's a good musician. Like, I think he's very talented, and so, wanted to give a shout-out to this new album, but I also wanted to, give some credit to his old band, Super Goose, who, was one of my favorite local bands. I mean, I don't know that they're officially, like, dead as a band, but they don't play anymore, and I forget, like, somebody moved away or something, I don't know. He asked me to drum for them one time, and I was like, no. And I would love to, but, like, I don't think I could play along to a recording live, like, with headphones. I don't think I'm capable. But that's beside the point. So, I'm gonna play something off their only album, Super Goose, self-titled, and, the description they have is new wave death pop. Sounds amazing, right? Well, it is. So here's a song called Heartstopper.
Put it on.
Heartstopper. Supergoosh. What was I gonna say? So Birdie Num Num is his other band. It's a lot different. There's two drummers. It's more like kind of spacey and mellow, like way more mellow than Super Goose. Can you stop it? You big crybaby. Come on. Come on. You just sit there. Dude. Come on. Stop crying. It's annoying. No one wants to hear you. This is Rocky. If you could hear him, he's a big crybaby. So, Birdie Num Num has a different CD that came out in 2014 called Subject to Change. I feel like there might have been some other stuff that I don't have. We have these at the store, as well as the new one that you can buy. So I was going to play something off this one, Subject to Change, to give you an idea of like how different the two bands are, because the new one could have been a Super Goose record, just saying. So here's a song called Lipstick Hate off the album from a few years ago, Subject to Change.
Then when you're on the couch, walk
Lipstick Hate. So yeah, then a while ago, Joe had sent me the demos for the new album and was sort of torn between whether it was a Birdie Num Num or Super Goose one. And I was like, dude, this could be Super Goose. I mean, really. And he thought so, too. And actually, he asked Blair, too, and Blair's opinion was the same. And it still isn't that, but it's okay. Doesn't really matter what the name is. It's still a really good album. I was listening to it in my car, and I give it the thumbs up, although I already kind of knew what it was going to sound like from the demos, but I'm really glad. It turned out really nice. So here's a song called Get Into the Night. So that's the new one, sort of like a crossover. It's like a mellower Super Goose or something. That's really it. I just wanted to talk about that because it is a new release and I like it and it's a local band and you should support local bands if you're from around here. If you're not from around here, you should support them too. I don't have anything else, really. Like I said, those two CDs are for sale. The Super Goose one, we don't have it anymore. And I think he's out of it as well, because I remember telling him we were out at the store, and he's like, I don't have any. So, Good luck with that. I'll make one for you if you really want it. You should. Oh my god, I should just fucking... I'll talk to him. I'm gonna get the Super UCs out there. Ask me. We'll make one for you. That's all I got. Gonna keep this short because I really have nothing else to say. If you want to come see my band on June 18th in Long Branch, New Jersey, opening for Krongen at the Brighton Bar, let me know because I have tickets that I need to sell. So there's that. Or just, you know, go to that show. Forget the fact that Krongen's playing Philly. We're not playing that show, but that's just how it works in my world. All right. Thank you for listening, as always. And I will be back next week. Okay, bye.
Chloe and the Racks is a Knock and Mixin' Media podcast recorded live on location at Siren Records and produced by Stay Calm Industries. All songs are property of their respective owners. The intro-outro music is courtesy of Bobby Kennedy. If you like what you hear, please like, comment, review, and share. That's the best thing you can do for us.